What up, G?
What up, Tosh? How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. My belly's full, so that's always good, right?
Yeah, dinner.
Yeah, I had dinner. I just discovered that Hubbo, he ate a pie. The rest of the Popeyes, I thought he like put it away and I was like, oh, that's nice. He took it out of the thing, out of the pan, and he put the rest away in the fridge. I went to look in the fridge. There was no pie. I was like, where's the rest of the pie? He's like rubbing his belly. I was like, you ate a pie? I was like, are you kidding? Oh my God. So anyway.
This guy.
I can't with this guy. It was so crazy. The thing, it was so sweet. And I was like, how are you eating this like this? It was so sweet to me. I didn't have much more of it because I thought it was so sweet. But he was like, yeah, it was delicious. He's like, yeah, I just put some cream on it. I was like, oh, so you just added globs of, okay, cool. Anyway, so that was me. I just was arguing about that. So that's how that went down. Yeah. So what's going on by you? What's happening?
What's happening? Not much. I'm debating if I should get another cup of coffee. I've been trying to limit my coffee intake. I already had several cups of coffee. So I don't know, but I'll be here till late. So
yeah, never debate about that. Coffee's always
no, right?
No, I don't know how people deal with like no coffee. It's crazy. I'm obsessed with coffee. It's so delicious. What can you do? I don't even know.
You were saying was it on your way before or after Zapation, you would go to like a Portuguese cafe?
I do. Really? I'm so tempted to ask him to record like a good morning message for you in Portuguese. Mm. Like, hey, but yeah, I just go in now and he already knows my order. Yeah, I gotta go get zapped now. So make this snappy. No, never. He's so nice. He takes his time. I don't know what this Portuguese coffee is called, but it's delicious. He makes it nice and creamy. He froths up my milk. It's so nice. And it's so like, it's a really great tasting. It's not bitter. It's delicious coffee. And I go there all the time. I think that's the only really coffee I buy on the outside. Like I'm a big believer making coffee at home.
Yeah, I am too. Although like I'm guilty of getting coffee on the outside too, but
yeah, if you're on the run, you have things to do, but I like to sit down at a cafe, have coffee. It's really rare that I'm like, oh, can I have a coffee to go? It's just not a thing around here. So yeah, it's just difficult to do. It just looks weird. Nobody really walks around with, you know, paper cups of coffee. It's like, it's never done. It's like never. Yeah, it's a good thing. I think people frequent mom and pops and small cafes, and people like sit there and have their coffee and a biscuit, I don't know, cookie. And they bounce, like, and that's how it's done. I like that so much. But sometimes people are busy and they don't have time for all that. And I get it. And there's a lot of thermos action going on. So,
which is also good for the environment. So I appreciate
it. Hello. You're so correct. What are you doing?
I know. I try to do like, okay, reuse my mug if I bring coffee in the morning, but then if go get more coffee during the day. And I just haven't been consistent with it, which is not good.
Oh, no, what I love, yeah. You ever heard the Keurig guy? You know, the guy who invented Keurig? Keurig? Am I saying that right?
Yeah, you're saying Keurig. Right.
He's like, he made, I don't know, several billion dollars, I'm sure, from that whole one-time use coffee pod, which I'm not going to lie, I have the machine for it. And that's
I'm looking at mine right now.
Right? I mean, I felt like, this is so wrong. When it first came out, I'm like, we're using this one time, one cup of coffee, this whole plastic situation. It has a label on it, which is like ink. It has a cartridge. There's like so much going on for one cup of coffee. And I just feel so guilty about it. But I do have one. I try to use it like really rarely, but whatever. I read years ago that he was like, he's so disappointed or whatever, mm-hmm. that he invented this whole situation because of the crisis, you know, with like recycling and where we're putting all our trash. Like all I keep imagining, there's like dumpsters full to the sky of like people's like old one-time use pods. And I don't mean to make anybody feel guilty about it, but if you just stop and think about it, you're like, oh my God. That's me. But I do have the reusable ones. I ordered them and I don't know what kind of plastic those are. So I'm worried about that now because it's really hot water. It's just, I don't know. You can't win. So I'm going to do it old fashioned way. I'm going to
do it. You can't win, but you know what? You're making a concerted effort.
Right. I am. I'm trying. I just use a French press. I'm like, nothing. You know what I mean? I'm like, no one's getting hurt, right? With the French press. Like, you just use it over and over. And it's like old school. But it's difficult. It's difficult to try to go plasticless, you know? And then, like, you get people who, like, preach at you who are super rich. And they're like, we need to stop doing this and that. And I'm like, you don't. Whatever. Don't preach at me. I don't like it. So if it feels like I'm being preachy, just shut me down. Shut it down. Shut it down. I can't help it.
If anything, I'm guilty of that too. I think we all are a little bit. It's hard to be, I mean, I get it. There are people that really maintain a lifestyle where it's like consistent and environmentally friendly. I mean, don't get me wrong, I recycle everything I can, but like I said, I'm staring at my Keurig machine right now. So
it's so difficult and it's yummy. I mean, they're making really good flavors and they're making so easy, but yeah, I'm just like, as soon as it's done, it's in the trash and it's like that happened. You know what I mean? It's like that happened and now what, you know? So it's like, how many do you use a day? You know what? Let me get off that topic because I could go about it and make people feel bad. We shouldn't feel bad, but yeah, it's tough. It's tough to figure out, you know, what the right thing to do and to try to just be functional in the world because people have things to do and we have to work and we have to do them. So I get it. I get it completely.
True story.
I know.
True story. Do you remember that? Wasn't that from, I'm dating myself. What is that from?
What, true story?
Yeah, is that like
what, the real world?
Yeah.
What are you saying? Really? Is that where you're getting it from? True stories. What was that tag for true
stories? Yeah, no, it was like a whole, I'm thinking of like the intro now. Oh my gosh. Do you remember the original Real World? We were just talking about this days ago, which by the way, I saw a commercial. Tammy is an actress in a sitcom now on one of the streaming sites.
Really?
Yeah. It's called Miss Pat Show or something.
Oh, have Miss you seen Pat. That? She's on Miss Pat?
Yes.
That's funny.
Mm-hmm.
Miss Pat is a stand-up comic. She's not that well known.
But it's a sitcom. It's not like a...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think I saw a preview for that. She's like her sister or something. I think I saw like a commercial and I was like, oh, do you remember the first time I saw Tammy do something outside of the Real World? It was an episode of like Married with Children.
No.
And it was a black version of the Bundys, and she came over, and the guy, he looked like Al, but like a black guy, and she looked like Peg. She had like big red hair, and she had like the tight outfit, and they sat together on the couch, ate bonbons, and I was like, that's Tammy from the Real World. Why is she on the show? And this is amazing.
It was this like a mock?
It was on the show. I don't remember what the episode's about, but she was like their like doppelganger. It was hilarious. No. And then sat there and they swung their legs. You know how like Peg used to swing her legs in one direction, like back and forth, like she had bonbons. And she just joined her after they were introduced. And she sat next to her and she shook her legs too. And then the same direction. And I was like, this is epic.
Shout out to bonbons. They're so good.
I feel like Married with Children was so epic. And it's like, it just came and left and nobody ever talks about it.
I know. I'm not a huge fan, but I could appreciate it.
I know. Oh, please don't even get me started on Married with Children, because then I have to talk about my girl, Christina Applegate.
I know.
I am.
Heart.
Heart is broken, okay? I remember an episode where she did like a Latin dance with like a hot guy and he was like the janitor at the school she went to and she killed it. I'm like, is she a dancer? I'm like, what's going on? I'm like, oh my God, Christina Applegate. And then like, it wasn't until years later that I found that like she was like a trained dancer. And I was like, I love you. And I loved her. And then I heard she was sick years ago and I was like, all right, she made it through and she had, you know, cancer. And then
I know.
This most recent news, like, I can't, I cannot, I will not, and I cannot. I can't process it. Like, it's awful to me, right?
I know, love to her. Hearts.
Yeah, if you're listening and you don't know, but yeah, I think she's suffering from MS, am I right?
I think so. That's what the latest article said, right?
Yeah. And I think she's retiring from acting. And I do watch Dead to Me, which is on Netflix. That was like her latest work. I think she just did the last season and I think it wrapped up. I haven't seen the last season, but I love her so much. Oh my God. Oh my God. Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead. I don't know. I know that movie by heart. Do you understand? By heart. Beginning to end. Anyway, so yeah, hearts and love.
Yeah.
We're getting older, right? Okay.
We are.
Right. So like all of our actors who are like a few years older than us and stuff, now they're becoming, you know, they're retiring. They're you know, they might get ill. I'm just watching it like, oh, I never thought it would happen to us. You know what I mean?
So true.
Or like, you're just like, yeah, that makes sense. But not for us. So this one's sad. I want her to have the best and fullest recovery because she's awesome and I love her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Enough. I'm sorry. I can't. I'll just go that. Honestly, I do. I love her. I love the whole cast.
Old school TV.
Was that?
Nothing better than old school TV.
Seriously. And shout out to Katie Sagal who played
Penelope. Yeah. Still looking good. Yeah.
She looks amazing. Wait, how old were you?
She is on Sons of Anarchy, no?
Yes, she did Sons
of Anarchy. That's another show I couldn't get into.
Me neither. But I heard she was amazing on that show.
It was
show.
Intense, though, but I hear it's phenomenal.
Yeah. I wanted to, but I haven't.
Yeah.
And she was, I think she did an episode. Don't quote me. She may have done an episode of, what's that show, Al Bundy? I'm calling him Al Bundy. Ed.
Modern Family.
Yes, I think she did Family, I think so. And like it was like a reunion with her and Ed O'Neill. And I was like, that's so cool. I always wanted to see them together. I've never seen the episode, but I heard that like she'd done it. I was like, this is epic. And for the kids who don't know, they just don't know that those two were just so funny and that show's amazing. So shout out to Married with Children.
Real.
And my boy Faustino, I think that's his last name.
You know, he's a distant cousin of a cousin of mine.
Are you kidding me?
No.
That's amazing.
I think he might be Portuguese. So shout out to him. Portuguese in the house.
He's not Italian. He's Portuguese.
I don't know. I think he might be Portuguese. I don't know. I could be wrong.
That's amazing. Oh, he's awesome. I loved him. I remember he's like, he had like that whole, like, what was his name? Oh, he had like a name on the show. It was amazing. So like rapper B, Grandmaster B or something. I was like, oh, I looked it up. Oh, he had like backward hats and big puffy coats.
Speaking of I Love Hip Hop, I Love Flavor Flav. Let's
I Love Hip Hop. I Love Flavor Flav. That's the first person you thought of in hip hop. Fantastic.
No, I was like, oh, hip hop medley. What did I last see? And then I was like, Flavor Flav. And then we were talking about his romance phenomenon. And I just can't. I cut to that. Did he finally find love?
I think he's with someone. I think he had a child recently. And he's like 60
he looked 60 when he was doing that show. He can't still be 60.
He's a phenomenon. He's amazing. I did make my very German husband watch the first entire season.
Oh my God.
Flavor of Love. And he was just, so this was a thing. I was like, this is a thing. And I don't know. You have to watch this if you want to know me. This is
First he should have watched The Surreal Life with him on there, segued into Flavor of Love.
When Bridget Nielsen showed up, I think that was he was like,
Was Flavor Flav first? Or I thought Surreal Life was first. And then
Surreal Life was first, but I forgot about Surreal Life. Even though I watched it, I just forgot about it. I just remember Flavor of Love. So I forgot that whole situation happened. And when she came on one of the episodes, he's like, I know her. And I'm like, yeah, that's Bridget Nielsen. Like, duh. I'm like everybody knows her from Flavor of Love. He was like, I thought
they were actually very cute together.
They were Foofy Foofy. Shout out to Foofy Foofy. Because that's what she called him, and that was so great. And I really feel like she had his best interest. I mean, they rocked with it. They were just like,
I thought they were very cute.
They made the best of it, and you gotta respect their game. They made reality TV what it is today. They were instrumental. I mean, trash TV, Yeah. I mean, who's bigger than them at that time? Nobody. Am I wrong?
No.
It was like the Survivor, or the Real World, and then like that. And I said it here, and I said it here first, and oh, maybe not first, but I've said it here that the VH1 network owes him so much, because I didn't watch VH1 before him. I didn't. I was like MTV, and I was like, VH1? I'm not 40. What is this? I'm not watching this. And like, I didn't. And then he came on, and shout out to I Love New York, New York, aka Tiffany Pollard, I think. She was the template. And I don't care who wants to fight me. Fight me in the streets. I don't care. Find me. I'm like, yo, you cannot say all
these. I think she was like the original like gangsta Omarosa, no?
Yeah. Hello. She's the template. They all copied her. Every single housewife, everybody's copied her in some form or fashion. Like, she needs to get an award. She became a household. Okay. I love when people say household name, because it is subjective and it's like, okay, relax. But she was huge. She was everywhere. And to this day, if you go online, you go on Twitter, you go on like whatever, she is a meme for everything. And there are people who weren't even born using her as a meme for X, Y, and Z. Legit. And I'm like, you see what she was? You didn't even know why she's all over your feed. Like, they have so many reaction shots of her doing things, smoking cigarettes in annoyance, fighting with people, like all of it, everything she's ever done. And she's amazing. And I love her so much. How many people are going to shout out in one episode? I don't know.
I'm shout outing like it's my business. Like, it's my job. My jab.
It's your jab. It's your jab.
Yeah. Just shout out.
People who appreciate pop culture. These people who brought joy to our lives, like, I'm always going to, like, you were a part of my life in this era.
And real life, the Brady guy, Peter Brady, hello, and then his love.
Oh,
did you forget about that? Wait, was that the same season? It couldn't have been. Bring back the surreal life, yo. Bring back the surreal life.
But you know what's going to end up happening with surreal life? They're going to end up getting, like, TikTok people.
Yeah, and,
like,
people I'm not going to know about. Forget
it. You're not going to know them at all. It's so wide. Fast. We're gonna be like, who are you? I mean, if they're good, then like, what? Wait, they did bring Surreal Life back.
Did they?
I think recently, and I think Tamar Braxton is on it.
Oh boy.
Yeah, Tamar and your favorite girl from Living Single, Sinclair.
No.
Kim Coles. Yes, I saw a clip. And they were like,
I gotta Google that. Then I stand corrected.
You must. Okay, so we will update you guys on that one because.
Yeah, I gotta look into this.
Who else was on that?
By the way, they're rerunning Living Single, which is like the love of my life.
I don't understand your fascination with the show. I love that show.
So good. It's so good. Sinclair and, oh my God, I'm blanking on his name. Don't tell me.
I don't know his name. I don't know his real name.
The handyman. Hello.
Yes. Overton.
Overton. Overton. Overton.
Overton.
Oh my God. Like
denim on denim outfits with lace.
Love it. Overalls for every day of the week. Love it. Loving it. Loving me some denim.
Oh my God. Sidebar, him and Kim Coles. No, Kim Coles. Kim Fields, they dated.
No.
Yeah. You're welcome. Write that down. Put that somewhere.
Did they? While they were on the show?
Off the air. Yeah, they were together for a while.
Interesting.
I know.
Interesting. I still told you my whole beef, right? I feel like that's the original Friends. Didn't that come before Friends? Didn't I tell you this?
You are so correct. This is a big debate. People are saying this now. That you know they stole.
Which came first, though? Did we look this up?
Living Single came first.
Right, that's what I thought.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. Living Single came first, and LA was like, we need to do a different version of that with a whole completely different cast, and there goes Friends. Instead of, it was like two guys and three girls on Living Single, and then they were like, let's do 3-on-3 action, and they pretty much stole that. So my girl, Erica Alexander, the lawyer, Maxine Shaw, attorney at law. She's very vocal about that. She will, you interview her, it's coming up. We were the original, we were the prototype, we were the template. And I was like, yeah, tell them, for the people in the back who can't hear you. And I love her. She's such an advocate. she's directing, she's still working, and I've seen a few things she was in, but I didn't know she was in theater since she was like 9. She's amazing, and I love
her. Yeah, she's good. I like her.
I loved everything about her. I was so like, I wanted to have her figure so bad on the show. Belly shirts and TLC and whatever is going on back then. So awesome. I felt like she should have gotten like another sitcom by herself. I would have watched anything she did, you know?
Yeah.
For real, right? I mean, I love the show, but there was something about her that just, right?
There were no spinoffs from that show?
No. And her love interest, Kyle, my man could sing. And that's all I want to talk about. My man would be like, doo-doo-doo. Like, what?
Yes.
With his deep voice.
Never missed an opportunity.
It was amazing. It was a fun time. And the best thing, I love that Kim Fields got to be so sassy. Because, like, we were just holding her to Tootie for so long.
Yeah. You know? Well, she actually just did a Housewives show, which I was like, oh, boy.
I was upset to hear it, homegirl. I was like, no, I don't want
it. I didn't watch, but.
I didn't watch it either. I don't watch any of the Housewives.
I used to, and I gave up. Although I love the Bravo Network and Mr. Cohen. But yeah.
Andy and I have beef. He doesn't know anything about it.
No.
He doesn't know me or care.
But I want to be his best friend. I want him to pick up my outfits and like hang out with him. And I want him to be like my baby daddy.
I want to like meet
to get that Housewives money and then be like, all right, chill, do your thing. Me too. Cool.
I want you guys to be best friends, right? And I want you to be like, oh, we're going to have brunch. And then I want to get there and be like, oh my God, he's here. That's what I want to do. Like, that's the scenario that I want for Andy Cohen.
No, I think he's such a cutie. I do think he's, and he does have a baby now. He has a family. Yeah. He's all cute. Very, very, very good.
If he asked you tomorrow to carry his child, would you do it?
Yes, I've already had this conversation with you that I would be a surrogate.
You're gonna carry my child.
Yeah, I would. I would do your child too.
But anything, you know me. You're gonna just okay. I guess he's like pretty rich.
Yes, I would. I would seriously consider surrogacy for anyone.
That's really
not just like anyone though. I don't say like anyone. Like yeah, anyone. But like I would consider surrogacy because it's like I would love to have that experience. And at this point, I think it's like an option. Like, why not if I can?
Oh, that's so sweet.
Oh boy. Okay.
That's so sweet.
But anyway, but if it was Mr. Cohen's, like Bravo, I'm carrying a Bravo baby or a Bravo celebrity baby. Yeah, right. You'd be treating me to the nines.
Bravo baby.
Bravo baby.
Coin that. TM, TM, TM. Coin that.
TM, TM, TM. I need to do that edit, and you need to do the TM.
Factual. Wait, she said she's going to have a Bravo baby, Andy's baby. You hear that, Andy? She's ready.
Oh, boy.
She's ready. She's really smart.
Is that like, could that end up in like some form of like, I don't know, negative press or something?
No. How's that negative?
I don't know.
Oh, some random lady wants to have my baby. I think he hears that often.
No, I read his diaries. It's just cute. Like I'm a fan.
The diaries?
And he has the best job. He has like basically like a lot, like his TV is like a podcast, just interactive. Like they drink, they talk, they show clips of like silliness.
He is so shady though. I don't
even. You think?
Yes.
I mean, well, yeah, that's partially how
not shady. I mean, on the surface, shady. I don't know what he's like on the day to day. He's probably a sweetheart. But like
that's partially what the network, like what the issues are built on, right? It's like there's got to be conflict and drama.
Is he on your list? Are you putting my list? Because I could go in.
No.
Okay. So I don't know why. And it's not like I love him anyway, whatever. Him and like Ryan Seacrest have beef or something. I don't know. Does it matter to me? No. I just love beef. I love beef. I love when people have beef and I love when people. The only thing I will say, Eddie Cohen kind of made it look like, allegedly, it looked like he made it like known that he has a beef with him. The other one, Seacrest, was like, I don't know what happened. And I'm like, you know what happened. Anyway, so this one I'll give to him because when he plays you, he plays you. Yeah, he's shady though. I like it. I hope like he really takes care of these women, you know what I mean? Off the screen, because they're putting their whole lives out and it's just so, and they keep trying to up themselves and the drama and their kids are involved, and it seems like when you're not needed anymore, that I don't know. Anyway. So God bless the whole Bravo team. Sorry, I don't want to talk against you and the Bravo baby. You didn't hear it from me.
No shade, no harm, no foul.
I just feel like, hey, whatever. I don't know. So many divorces and so many prison sentences. I feel
Yeah. No, you're right. And full disclosure, I rarely, if at all, even watch shows on that network. My TV game is weak in general. Not that that says much, but I have been straying away from the whole Bravo regime of, I don't know if regime is the right word, but the whole reality stuff.
No, seriously, I need to go back. One of the episodes you said my TV game is weak, and I was like, that should be a shirt and you should wear it all the time.
I should. Like,
I
my 90s game though is strong though.
Yeah, that's true. That is so true.
Yeah.
But I love that. I love that so much. My TV games, unless you wear it and then someone does not have expectations of asking you about Game of Thrones.
Game of what? Okay, cool. Game of Cards, Game of Thrones, Game of Stack of Cards. There's so many things, Dragons and Fires, Harry Potters, Vampires and Diaries. I know there's tons of shit out there.
Oh God. Wait, speaking of shows people had to watch, were you ever watching True Blood years ago?
Do you think? No.
Oh God.
No.
That was a thing. That was such a big thing. That was, I dare to say, it was the Game of Thrones of a certain HBO. Okay. A lot of sex, a lot of gratuitous, just nakedness, just sex and fun, and vampires involved. And again, I'm not into vampires. I'm not into that at all.
Mm-mm.
No, I'm not into the vampires at all, but that show had me. So in my effort to update my hubby, sorry guys if I mentioned him a lot, update him about my life, we have to watch True Blood because it was instrumental in who I am. In no way, shape, or form was it, but I was like, you have to watch it. I watched the show. I was like, how did I do this so many years ago? I was like, how did I watch this show? It was so great then. It was so great. And I really had a tough time watching it now, 10, 15 years later. I was like, I'm not gonna lie, I probably did two seasons of it, in the rewatch, and I was like, man, but I love the whole cast. I love them all individually. The main cast, love them, and I would recognize them anywhere, and I love their work. But I couldn't believe that I was watching vampires and werewolves and the whole deal. But that was a thing. They're like, yo, you watch True Blood? It was must-see TV. And of course, my girl Tosh was like, who? Vampires? Nah. No, she's not into vampires. And I love her about him. I do. It's a good thing.
So okay. We're about wrapping up our part 3 of our pilot podcast. We're a little under 90 seconds. So what did you think about our first day?
I think it was good. I think it was good. I think, going forward, we're going to just bounce ideas and things off each other.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be cohesive and cool and tranquil. And we're going to make you laugh, hopefully. And, just talk about stuff that it was on your mind too. I think we're going to hit a certain demo, right? Right.
Yes, madame. I'm so upset that we didn't start it with good morning, madame. Every morning I leave her audio messages saying good morning, madame.
I love it.
I love. I want that to be
I want it to be that. Grandame now. No, don't call me grandame. Don't do it.
Okay.
Don't do it. No, it's just a joke. Okay. But madame is awesome.
I love madame.
Yeah, I feel it's so tea time. It's so high tea.
It is.
I do.
It's well, so from us to madames to you all, I guess we're signing off. This is our official pilot podcast.
I don't want to go. All right. Have a good one, guys.
Have a good one.
Talk to you
in a bit. Love.
Bye.